This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. We did a story a couple of months ago about how brands in China are turning to live streaming to sell and thus stay in business during the pandemic. According to the Chinese government, 265 million people watched live stream sales shows last year. A research firm over there figures live stream sales are going to double to almost $140 billion this year. But as Marketplace's Jennifer Pack explains now from Shanghai, for all those companies thinking about jumping on the live stream bandwagon, not so fast.
This time last year, Sam Tian took a big gamble. He quit the ad sales job he'd had for years and convinced his girlfriend, Eva Wang, to leave her teaching gig too. Then they moved from Beijing to the e-commerce hub of Hangzhou. Together, they started a live stream channel on Alibaba's e-commerce app, Taobao, to sell cosmetics. And they tried to have fun, sometimes singing karaoke. Picture a low-budget version of QVC or other home shopping networks, with a lot more viewer interaction. Sam says he expected that within 3 months, they'd earn more than they did at their old jobs.
The talent agency boss told us that this was a realistic goal. He said with our looks and my previous sales experience, we could earn $4,300 a month, so long as we stick with it.
But after live streaming at least 6 hours a day for 100 days straight, they still weren't earning enough sales commission to cover their expenses.
It was a real struggle, and we wondered whether we should give up on live streaming. My girlfriend and I were fighting a lot.
They managed to stay together, but they no longer host a live streaming show. Sam says a lot of it was down to just luck. And local media reports are starting to ask whether live stream sales are overhyped. Chinese state broadcaster CCTV spoke to a sportswear firm in southern Fujian province. It had hired a live streaming influencer who claimed she could sell a lot in one show, hundreds of thousands of dollars worth. But a company spokesperson complained.
In the end, she only sold $13,000 worth. And the next day, she was bragging to others that she had helped us make $200,000 in sales.
Industry insiders say people do sometimes exaggerate their sales figures, but it's not widespread. Ji Shengli is the founder of Jitao, one of the bigger talent agencies in Hangzhou.
I think a lot of retailers claim they were fooled, but they weren't. They just didn't have realistic expectations or any understanding of this industry.
For example, he says refunds are common, as high as 50% return rate for clothing.
Female consumers might buy the same piece in two colors and two sizes to see which one fits better. If they like it, they might keep one and return the other three, or they might want a refund on all four items.
Just 1% of total retail sales in China last year came from live stream e-commerce, according to industry sources. But with the pandemic, even manufacturers now want a piece of live stream sales. People like Zhou Weidong, who walks into the Jitao office without an appointment, bed sheets and pillows samples in hand.
Our sales revenue has dropped by a third since the pandemic hit. So I'm here today to find other sales channels.
As for former live stream host Sam Tian, well, he's still in the industry, but nowadays he works mostly behind the scenes, and so does his girlfriend. They're not certain that live streaming will make them rich. But Sam says he's not giving up on his dreams.
I hope the next time we meet, I'll be really successful.
As successful, he says, as Apple's Steve Jobs. In Hangzhou City, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.